Welcome, everyone, to WFHR's Playmakers. Proudly brought to you by our friends at Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out here in Wisconsin Rapids. You got your host, James J. here. I am joined by my partner in sports, Seth Habager.
Hey, everyone.
And we have with us a head coach and GM of your Wisconsin Rapids River Kings, Coach Paul Peckman. Good morning, Coach. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I'm going to keep doing that for a while, everybody. Let's just get used to it. Good to see you again, sir. Thanks for being here.
Same here. Thanks for having me.
We're here to take your phone calls, of course, 424-2600. Looking forward to hanging out with you and talking with all of you today. Feel free to call up and join the conversation at any time. One of the main things that we're going to get into today after we're done talking some River Kings is a little Brewer talk. We're also going to get into some high school coverage for you. Plenty of other things going on. But let's start right with our Kings. And first off, Coach, it's great to have you in town. Thanks again for being here.
Thank you.
We've got 19 days, 2 hours, 54 minutes, and 18 seconds till the...
Not that you're counting.
No, blue-white game. Very excited. I would probably know that off the top of my head, but I have, to back me up, your great new website that you guys have done such a nice job on, and I want to send people over there and check that out. The site looks amazing, as always. Coach, when it comes to the game, what are you excited about? Not just this year's game, but the game in general with the blue and white game. What is it about the game, and really what is the game for those that might not know out there?
The game is most important for not just the fans to get to meet the players, mm-hmm. right, and get it firsthand to see what we look like this year, right? Every year is a new dynamic, and it's also important for the players,
yeah,
right, to get used to and get introduced to this community. So that's why we open the doors to everybody. We encourage everybody to come out. It's 6 o'clock game, so it's maybe an hour and a half. It's a shortened version, but it'll give everybody a chance to meet and greet and hopefully find a good player that they want to latch onto for the season and call them their favorite. And it's important that when you're going through the recruiting process, right? This is the big deal for these guys, right? Yeah. Is to get to see and get a general idea of how many fans come out and watch us and support mm-hmm. us. So, and that gets the ball rolling.
For a lot of these guys, is this their first chance to be able to play for in a different league, with a different organization? Or are some of these guys journeymen a bit, and journeymen, and it's so weird to say that because we're talking like 18, 19-year-olds and stuff, but in hockey, you know better than I do. You by that age, your passport might be pretty filled by them.
And we have a few of those. It's the whole spectrum. So mm-hmm. you have some new guys that have no idea what they're in for, and then you have some, we have 10 returners.
Yeah.
And then you got a couple of Europeans that may have played at different teams in the same league. And they've played in front of 30 people.
Right.
And it's like, oh. So it's a good mixed bag.
You mentioned the recruiting. I know one of the other things that really helps with that is when you see guys that used to be playing with our team committing to universities and this. We've had some great news with that.
Yeah. Most recently is Johnny Leppard, our captain, committing to Northland University.
Yeah.
So right here in Ashland. So very important, and that's one of the things I talk about. This coach, Northland fired their coach 2 months ago, right? Hmm. So the guy who just took the job was a coach that I'm very good friends with, that I've known for years, right?
Yeah.
And Johnny Leppard was his first phone call, and I was his second. Right? So that's how that happened.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
He was very interested in Johnny, but he was at West Virginia.
Yeah, okay.
Right? So you get the phone call and say, listen, we want this kid, and he's there for the taking. So that's how that happens. And Tobias Falkart is probably the last guy of all the guys that were going to the next level that we're waiting, and it's any day now that he's supposed to be signing his pro contract in Norway. So hopefully we'll have some good news this week.
I'm going to ask you, before we wrap up today, about something a little bit later, and it involves bandwidth and how much you can cover, but when it comes to how many players you coach, I know how much you care about these guys. How hard is it to follow their careers when they're all over the place? I imagine you really enjoy that part of it, though.
I do, and it is very difficult. Because, guys jump around just like they did in juniors, right? Mm-hmm. They might play in two different teams. Well, they might go to two colleges, right? Or they might be playing. I got guys that are playing pro that I had no idea that I coached 12 years ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you just, all the different minor pro leagues and all that kind of stuff. So it's tough, but it's it's gratifying.
Yeah. When we're talking about the blue and white game, it's a scrimmage. It's players getting to know each other and everything. And I love that I ask him that. And I'm talking to a coach here. And his first responses have nothing to do with the game. It's all about the kids, the players, and the town, and everybody getting to know each other and everything. But as far as the game on the ice, how important is it, and what can you take from that game? Because it's a scrimmage, and there's only so much you can take, and it's the first time a lot of these guys are skating together. What can you take from that game, and how important is the chemistry that can start right there on that day?
You don't look too much into it. Yeah. You know, I mean, it's just about having fun.
Yeah,
and it's, you know, that kind of stuff. You see that in practice, and how you start putting guys together and see who's got chemistry and doing different things.
Yeah.
This is more, it's just drop the puck and go play.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that kind of stuff.
God, I just love the sound of that even. just that sounds so good. Is there a chemistry that can be built on that day? Does it start on that
day? No, I think it starts way before that. You got to remember, you know, we're coming in Labor Day, right, next weekend.
Yeah.
So we'll practice for 2 days, and then we're going to go to Illinois State and then Northern Illinois. We're going to practice with them and play with them. So we're just going to throw guys together and just see what sticks and see who's got what. We got one guy coming from Hungary that is having problems, so he'll be late. He'll miss those games. So, and he's grown up with one of the other guys that we got coming in from Slovakia. They played together for 10 years.
Wow.
So I was able to get both of those.
Nice.
Again, you talk about chemistry, right? So when those guys get there, they already know.
Yeah, they already know.
So now you got to find the third piece and figure out who can play with those two.
Right.
So we'll see. We'll see, and that's the process. And things change, and it's a long season. So
You mentioned being in town here. I know we were talking in a pregame that you've been in town for a little bit here. We've got some a lot of the kids coming back right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have seven guys right now, and then guys are trickling in every day, and by the weekend we'll have everybody here.
Once that happens, is there things that like set in motion as soon as we get the whole town, the whole city, the whole team together in town?
Yeah, well, we're going to have a meet and greet on Sunday. You know, parents, billet families, all that kind of stuff, have a little gathering, get together, and then you know, we start training camp on the football field at 8 a.m. on Monday. We won't skate Monday, but we will start Tuesday. So we'll work out in the mornings on the field, dryland training and all that stuff, and training camp, and then we hit the ice and go at it for a couple of days.
I didn't plan on this. It wasn't in my set of questions, but you just gave me such a hit of nostalgia with that, man, because you mentioned hitting the football field. I remember my dad training when I was a kid in hockey, and I remember being confused because he would be out on a track and field, you know, and stuff, and he'd be doing things like that a lot. How much training do you guys do outside of the rink, outside of skating?
A lot. It's, you know, this is just training camp to come in. You know, we're going to start off, seeing who's conditioned.
Yeah.
And then we're going to do some testing, strength testing, and that kind of stuff. And because we're going to Chicago later in the week, the real training camp will be the second week coming up to the blue-white game. That's when we'll go hard for 4 or 5 days straight. You know, in the mornings on the field, on the ice, and then back in the gym after we're on the ice, and then hit the blue white game, and then we get ready for Isanti the weekend after that. So,
right on. Coach, we're going to let you go in a moment here. I do have to tell you, enjoy my former stomping grounds at NIU. Love that area. Shout out Huskies. Enjoy Portillo's. Check it out. You'll love Portillo's. I'm curious, because there is no off season. You know, you and I talk all year, and I know there is no off season for you, let alone just how busy you are and everything. But we haven't gotten a chance to talk other sports in a while. Are there other sports? Do you have the bandwidth to be able to take in any other sports? Can you even pay attention to the NHL? Do you even have time for that?
Well, I'm a big football fan, so
right,
you know.
I
hate to mention this, but I am a Jets fan. So
I walked right. I walked us right into it. That's on me.
It's okay.
Right into it.
We're all transplants. So
we are all transplants.
So you're fine. It's cool.
Okay.
We're just watching and laughing.
Well, to make sure I get invited back again.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. If they invite me back, you're definitely welcome back. So you do get some time to be able to take. Do you find that as a break, or is it just a little bit of the more of the same kind of, like, as far as the tension, the stress, and all that?
No,
goes.
I mean, that's more of a stress reliever, right? Just,
right,
just
on,
to
right
watch
on
any
yeah
of that. You know, my son's a lacrosse player, so I'm very much involved in watching that. And And you know, yeah, I like to watch the NHL and right take on. Things from that, and I use that actually as a teaching tool. So I will take clips from that and send it to my guys and pay attention to what these guys are doing, because it's very similar to what we do. They just execute better than we do. So,
it's very true, though, especially when it comes to formations and so much of the play calls and that kind of thing. And you can learn so much from these guys. I think you can learn from so many of these athletes, even if you're not in sports. I've been, not surprised to anybody, been watching a ton of Connor Bedard, just getting very, very, very excited about that kid playing and stuff. And even some of his improv, I've talked to some of my students about in improv comedy and how quickly he reacts to certain things and what he does with them and just how you can get inspired from different angles and different things. It's not all just where you go to you normally do. I think that it's a really interesting sometimes because it tends to be white noise sometimes when you're talking to just students in general. I don't care what cage they are. Right. Catches their attention a little bit more, gets them more thinking about it, and the idea, the possibilities of the endless possibilities. So much of sports is that, is improv-ing and seeing that. So,
it's just a lot of reaction.
Yeah. Right.
Split-second decision.
Some of my favorite quotes of all time, Mike Tyson. Everybody got a plan until they get punched in the mouth. That's a great quote.
That's right.
Coach, thank you so much for hanging out with us. Really do appreciate the time. We pulled a little improv today. We didn't know we'd have
that's
today.
Right.
This was great. This was really good having you. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
We'll talk again real soon, and everybody can be on the lookout for more River Kings on this station, our stations. And we're going to be interviewing the players with the blue and white game. We're looking forward to that. So we'll have that kind of information for you again and all those great conversations. Thanks again, Coach.
You got it. Thank you.
We're going to take a break. We'll come back with more playmakers here on WFHR, locally grown radio, proudly brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Welcome back, everybody, to WFHR's Playmakers. Brought to you by Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out here in Rapids. Hope you're all having a good one out there. We have got a good show lined up for you, and I can say that because you're part of it. 424-2600. Call
That's
up
right.
and join the conversation. We want to talk to you. What do you want to talk about? Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Giannis.
Aaron Rodgers. We
Simone
don't talk
Biles,
about that.
I mean, whatever. I'm just throwing things out there, man. Just throwing it at the window.
Wait, real quick, before you take the call, I just want to say I'm gonna try to figure out how many times you're going to mention the name Connor Bedard over the next several months.
Yes, we
may have to start paying him royalties for using his name, you know?
If it was later in the day, I'd say take a drink every time. I do. That does give me an opportunity. Thank you so much, Coach and Head GM of your Wisconsin Rapids River Canes, Coach Paul Peckman, for joining us.
Mm-hmm.
That really was improv, everybody. We didn't know the coach would be able to join us.
We didn't know he was here.
Today.
It was great.
That was really fun. That was a great time. Let's go ahead and have some more fun. What's on your mind? You're on the show.
Well, I've got a statement, a question, and two fun facts.
Oh, perfect.
Okay.
All right. My statement is... happy 60th anniversary of the MLK I Have a Dream speech.
Yeah, that's a good one. That is a good one.
Okay, now, my question is, would you trade Yelich and Churio for Ohtani?
Ooh. even now, I would.
Ooh.
Even right now, I would. And I love Christian Yelich. Christian Yelich might as well be a Maloff.
I'm liking the idea of that myself.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm curious about, I don't want to get us, because I want to get to your facts and everything, and I want to get us on a side rabbit hole here, but when it comes to the Ohtani thing, we have to, at some point between now and 4 o'clock, talk about that.
Yeah.
We really do.
Sadly.
Unfortunately, because... am I the only one, like, a pitcher needing Tommy John surgery is the most unsurprising thing in the world, yet I see that, and it shocked me.
Mm.
I was genuinely, and I don't get surprised, I don't get shocked, I was genuinely shocked. I feel like I've made this man into something he isn't. I've turned him into some kind of, like, Greek god or something like that of baseball.
He's a hitter. He's not a pitcher. He's a hitter now.
It really did take me a good 10, 15 minutes to wrap my mind around it.
You're not alone.
Yeah, right.
You are not alone.
I don't get surprised like that very often, and let alone about a pitcher needing Tommy John surgery.
Yeah,
like
true.
It's the most unsurprising thing in the sports world. But.
Well, to be fair, this is his second though too.
And
so
he wants to play through it as a hitter.
Yep.
That's like, what is he, Greg Maddux?
Right. Nice reference. Nice. You know? What is the odds of most players doing that? By the way, if you had this ability, you had free agency on the table, he could go out there and break his leg. I mean, mm-hmm. It's not as if the injuries just stop when you have one.
Yep.
In fact, it actually the stats are there for you. The likelihood of him getting more injured is more than likely.
It's possible, yep.
So him playing is strictly for the love of the game,
mm-hmm.
which I think, not that anybody has done this, but nobody can question that as far as how much he loves this game.
I'm just thinking Yelich and Churio for Otani. Practically speaking, that
if you tried to do that on MLB The Game, it wouldn't let you. If you tried to do it on a video game, it wouldn't even let you.
This trade is not fair. You cannot.
It's not going to happen. Yeah, but I do like that. I love trade talk. What's your stats?
My two fun facts of the day.
Yeah.
Ken Griffey Jr. played 14 seasons. And he homered in 44 ballparks.
Wow.
The only person to homer in more was Sammy Sosa with 45.
I remember that, yeah.
Wow. That is a beautiful stat.
I don't like to, pick on people's names, but obviously I want to hang out and have a beer with this guy. But I had to do a double take because the Carolina Panthers cut a linebacker on Saturday, and his name was Bumper Pool.
Yes.
I'm not even kidding. You can look it up.
That's a great name. That's a good name.
No way. They're like, look it up, dude.
There's certain names you hear them, and you're like, well, you got to play sports.
You guys would get a kick out of that.
That's
one.
That's a great one. Yeah.
Those are my fun facts of the day.
That was very cool. Thank you, man. We look forward to them every week. We'll talk again real soon. Have a good one.
All right, later, boys.
Later. That was good.
That reminds me of some other fun sports names from players. Like one of my favorite, Coco Crisp, of course, was one of my all-time favorite.
Yeah,
he was a great player, too. I loved him.
Oh, yeah.
And Milton Bradley.
Oh, yes. He has both broad games.
Yeah, Milton Bradley right there.
Yeah. That's a good one. Well, we got to start thinking of some names here. Let's take another phone call. Good morning. What's on your mind? Or good afternoon.
I don't want to talk about your trade deal because I wouldn't even begin to do that.
I've been waiting for this.
I don't think Tommy's going to the World Series this year. I'm pretty sure he's not.
No, he's not.
You had this before anybody, sir. You were the one caller that was like, I wouldn't trade for Ohtani for anything. You were ahead of the game on this one.
For Kirill, straight up, I wouldn't even. But I wanted to talk about Little League, and not Major League right now. That just finished up yesterday, and that was the best game ever yesterday.
How exciting was that, man?
I've seen some perfect games. I've seen some great World Series games. I'm with you. It's one of the best baseball games I've ever seen. I got to see the last like 3-4 innings, and I was blown away by how into it I was and how great those kids were.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Lewis Lappy, 6'1", 153 pounds.
Yeah, that kid's that kid's 22. And, that kid's
it's gonna end up to be Ellie De La Cruz.
Good too.
Yeah.
They couldn't walk the go ahead run, so they had a pitch to him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's on rent rule, I guess. But he pitched in the top of the ninth, sixth. And end of that, and then he leads off the seventh. I'm in the bottom of the sixth.
Mm-hmm.
With one first pitch was outside, and the second one was. He said he knew that it was hit before it even crossed the plate. He knew it was how good it was.
Yeah,
the sound of it
crossed the plate.
Mm-hmm.
The sound of it was beautiful. It's part of the reason you watch baseball or you listen to it.
Yep.
Yeah. Next year, I was disappointed because ESPN screamed out there on Saturday.
I heard a lot of complaints about that.
World Series. Next year, I'm not going to let that happen. Next year, I'm going to be there
in person
to watch those last four games.
All right.
All right, we got to get you a cell phone. We got to get you a cell phone, and we got to get you reporting from there and calling in after the games, giving us reports.
I'll be 80 next year, and I'm going to definitely go next year.
Great.
And treat myself to those last four games, plus the home run derby.
You deserve it.
Yeah.
You definitely should do that.
Sounds like fun.
There's nothing after the Wednesday game until the home run derby on Saturday night, on Friday night.
You start planning it now. Game. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to plan. I even got friends out in that area that I might be able to stay with.
There you go.
Now you have to. Perfect. Now you kind of have to. You got anytime you can get two things with one. That there you go. You catch up with some old friends. You get some great baseball.
Yep.
Yeah. Enjoy yourself, sir. And thank you so much for the call. You have a great day.
We'll see you then.
Thanks. All right.
Yeah, that Little League World Series was wonderful. I purposely did not bring it up because I was hoping he would call up. I was actually going to use him to talk about the Little League World Series and pigeon off of that into the Ohtani talk. That's where I thought that was going.
We kind of flipped it. The script
works,
on it there.
That works. Let's go ahead and take another call. Good afternoon. You're on the show. What's on your mind?
I think, I tell you the truth, James, I think some of the having the show in the afternoon might not be a good idea with having that trade talk with that one caller, because he's probably been to a local establishment already. Not thinking straight, but anyways, I guess I want to take it a different direction. I think you know which direction I'm going to go with this talk.
Yes, definitely. Let's go, Bucky. Let's go, Bucky. It's finally here. We are less than a week away. We are less than a week away.
We are 5 days away.
Yes, yes. Oh, that sounds even much better than what I said.
Not that anyone's counting. I mean,
I want to ask. Go ahead. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. It's just exciting. It's coming up.
And I was looking for any reason to talk Badger football. So this weekend I was with a bunch of my friends, and all of them are all except for one of them are diehard Badger fans. And I've been talking a lot over the past couple of months about Fickell, about some of the signees that they have brought in. So much of this. Now we're right here. We're on the cusp of this. I'm curious. What is your not expectations? I'm curious of what your approach to the season is. Are you approaching it as, well, you know, we should be a playoff contender, or we're hoping to get a good bowl game? Or are you just kind of, well, let's see how this goes. It's just going to be exciting to have something different. We don't know what's coming, but you know that it's going to be different than what you've pretty much always grown up with as a Badger fan.
National championship, baby.
There we go. Nicely done. Nicely
wow,
done.
That's high expectations now. Right?
No, I really tell you the truth, since the schedule came out and with the hire up with Coach Fickell and just seeing how it's kind of playing out.
Yeah.
And, you know, listen to some of the other, you know, talk shows and stuff, and if they finish 10-2, I think that's a great season. I mean, that Washington State game to me right now still is kind of, I'm on the fence with. And then obviously with Ohio State, it could be a tough one for them.
Do get Ohio State at Camp Randall. That is nice.
Right. But if they lose or don't win more than 8 games, to me that would be a disappointing season.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm kind of leaning at 9 or 10 wins. I mean, that's where I'm kind of sitting at. They are still going to win the West. I'm excited. I mean, it's just exciting because you're going to see a whole different feel to the game from Wisconsin. Like, you know, we've always been get the big boys from the farms and stuff like here in Wisconsin, put them up front and let them bowl everybody over, and then, you know, then you have your running backs from out east, you know, from New Jersey and New York and all that, and come in and run everybody over. And that type of football, I think, here at Wisconsin might be gone now. Now you might see more of a pro-style offense than what you will, you know, as what we've seen in the past. Mm-hmm. So
Fickell's so smart at this.
I'm excited.
I hear it and I love it. I love it for the fan base. The fan base deserves it. Fickell is a smart coach, and I do believe that, unlike what you saw Mario Cristobal and some other coaches, like when he was at Miami last year, not playing with his recruits, even though you have the transfer portal now, that doesn't about 10-15% of your team. It's not even, you know, that unless you're Deion Sanders in Colorado. That's a whole other story. When you look at Fickell, he's gonna transition. This year is not going to be the offense that he's probably going to be using in the next couple of years. He's going to transition from that run-heavy style to a more pro style, like you're saying, sir. I think you're right about that. And as this goes on, you're going to see more and more of Fickell's team, and that's kind of what, you know, it's nothing against Paul Christ. I like Paul Christ as a person, as a coach, all those things. And the coach before him, and everybody loves Barry Alvarez and everything. But in today's day and age, I mean, look at what, it's not the same thing, but look at what Notre Dame just did to Army in the Navy, you know, just with the run-heavy teams. You just can't survive that way anymore, and you're not going to bring recruits in that way. Here is another thing that Fickell has done that I haven't heard anybody really touching on. And it's early. It's only his first, it's not even in his first year yet. But he's bringing in these big names, and it's getting a lot of traction on Twitter and that, and that's great. But he's still bringing in that kid you just talked about, that 3-4-star recruit up north in northern Wisconsin who looks like he's been playing his whole life. He's been waiting to play offensive line. He's still bringing those kids in. He's still got the Wisconsin pipeline, in part because he had a Wisconsin pipeline at Cincinnati. So, and that's pretty impressive.
That's pretty
to me.
Cool, yeah.
You know, you're not just bringing in these kids from New York and California and Florida and all that. You are keeping the pipeline of Wisconsin strong and healthy.
Yeah, and that's what I think the key is, try to keep that Midwest available. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and he might not get some of those portal guys just because of the standards at Wisconsin to try to get these kids in.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah. Right.
Yeah. Compared to the other schools that can, you know, pull these kids in. I know I'm hoping to get it. I mean, I know I'm going to get a chance to see it live in action in a couple of weeks. I'm going to be down there for when they play Southern Mississippi. But
Again, we're going to need you to do some reporting on that after the game. you're going to have to call up. Let us know. Honestly, looking at these games, this schedule, I know it sounds weird, but Iowa is always a turkey one just because they drag you down into the mud with them and you just don't know. An Iowa game could end 3-0 and none of us would be surprised. So that one's a little tricky to me. But honestly, it's only the Ohio State game I'm worried about if I'm a Wisconsin fan. If I'm looking at that, that's it.
I mean, you really can't. You can't. That Wisconsin-Minnesota rivalry, you really can't bash that one.
True.
Either.
That's true. A tough that one. Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
You know, yes.
That,
yeah.
You know. Try to go on, and they go into Minnesota on that one. So that's
In my head, I was thinking. I don't know if Fleck going to be there by the end of the year. With him, he's the next Minnesota might be the next Northwestern. It might be the next one that falls. He has been kind of like on thin ice for a long time with some of the stuff he's been getting away with. And because Minnesota, like Northwestern, Minnesota doesn't catch a lot of eyeballs.
Right.
I don't think a lot of people have been caring and paying attention. But now that stuff, the chickens are coming home to roost. So I don't think a lot of the old school coaches are going to be around much longer, no matter how good they are, let alone if they're not producing. You can make darn sure that if Pat Fitzgerald was a better coach, he might still have a job. I don't think so, but there's a chance he might have, as we've seen before.
Yep.
But yeah, so you're right. You're right about the Minnesota game. I don't want to take that lightly.
Yeah. Like I said, I'm leaning still to that too. 10-2, win the West, you know, 9-3. But, you know, what bowl game are you going to be able to go to? I mean,
yeah.
With everything going on, I mean, with you know, not going to have the Pac-10 anymore, so the Rose Bowl is pretty much not. I mean, they haven't really had a Rose Bowl compared to what they used to.
Yeah. No,
you know,
that,
they do this playoff and stuff. But
yep,
could they be? You know, if they finish 10-2 and maybe win the Big Ten championship, could they be a talk of being in the playoff?
I'll tell you.
I think it just depends on where Michigan and Ohio State is.
Well, and to that point, October 28th, that Saturday, you can show where you stand in this. You beat Ohio State, you're in the talk. Yep. I think Wisconsin's in the talk. They're going to be ranked by then, because if for any other reason, ESPN and they have to have teams ranked, you know. And and I can't see Wisconsin even having one loss, let alone more than one loss up to that point. So I believe they'll be ranked. And once you're ranked and you're already in the dance, you're in the building for the dance. It doesn't take as much as it used to get into this party anymore. And so it's not unrealistic. And maybe not, even if it isn't this year, even if you want to, you know, kind of take a step back and be like, whoa, we're getting way too excited here. Next year is not even that shocking with this transfer portal that exists now, where guys just all of a sudden, boof, they magically appear. And you've got like a team that I can relate to, empathize with, that has never really had hasn't had a great quarterback in a long time. I can empathize with that quite a bit. All of a sudden, now you've got 4 5-star recruits and a 4-star backing up a 5-star recruit in Madison right now. It's insane, and that's just year one. We're not even in year one here. It's incredible.
Do you see them? You know, I mean, you know that the 8 is coming. You know that 8 teams are going to come for the play. You know that.
Oh yeah.
But do you see them going to the 16?
No, I don't. I could in the next 20 years. Yeah, but not even that. Once they go to 8, I think it'll be a good 5 to 10 before they go, they expand it. Mm. I think they're going to stretch these things out because, I mean, stretch. Like, you get more money that way.
It's the dollars. Yeah, yep. Yeah. It's all about that.
And yeah. You get people talking about your sport, you know, in March when nobody's talking about college football because you guys bring up, well, maybe you know, their powers that be bring things up. Look at how much we talk college football in the summer now.
Already, yeah.
You know, it's the main thing in the game. The one thing everybody learned from the NFL, never leave their eyeballs. Never. Right. Don't give them a chance to stop thinking about you. Mm-hmm. Just constantly pepper them. where's this guy going? What's this team doing? Just as long as you're in the eyes of the watchers and everything, mm-hmm. then you're good.
Yep. Yeah.
Thanks. You know, that's the reason why I asked you that's because with now you're basically only going to have a super conference. You're going to have the Big Ten, the SEC, and maybe the ACC. You're only going to have three conferences.
Yeah,
when it comes to Division I football, I mean, that's just the way it's going as you see it, and I just
great.
We're going to end up being the minor league. You know, they talk about it already about being the minor leagues for the NFL.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. It's just a matter of branding now. It's just they're not even calling it call it AAA, you know, or what have you, whatever name they give it, then it'll be official. But I don't think to any of us, most of us who have been watching this sport our whole lives, I don't think to any of us we ever thought of it anything else. You know, I mean,
not really.
For the most part, I'm not saying that was a conscious thought. It might have been just subconscious, mm-hmm. but it was something that was always there.
Yep.
I want to give credit to Lucy Radon, a great reporter and great personality in sports. She had a quote about this where she said it's going to be ESPN and Fox conferences. That's what you're going to have. Because the SEC is pretty much, you know, Fox.
Yep.
And ESPN has really tied their hands to the Big Ten. So you're just basically, this is all about TV rights and TV deals and stuff.
Absolutely.
There's no way that the Pac-10 would be around right now had they just done the smart thing and got on this right away. Nobody had a better chance at a TV deal and hitting on that mark mm-hmm. than the Pac-10.
Yep.
And now they're not. I mean, in the next,
now it's not existent.
Not even going to exist. Always appreciate the call, sir. Thanks for the time.
All right, guys. You guys have a great week.
You too.
You too. Talk soon. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more Playmakers. Brought to you by Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out here in Wisconsin Rapids. Welcome back, everybody. Playmakers on your radio. Thank you so much for joining us. Seth and James here with you. And mm-hmm. you're here as well. 424-2600. Call up and join the conversation. We'll talk whatever you want to talk about as long as it's sports related.
Yep.
Speaking of sports.
Except for cornhole. Yeah. I'm not talking professional cornhole.
Yeah, because Seth refuses to talk cornhole. we got more Badgers to talk about this Saturday. The game right here on WFHR, 1230. Things kick off. Mm-hmm. Wisconsin hosting Buffalo. Should be a great game.
Yep.
And I don't mean score. I just mean we have college football, so it's going to be a great game.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't care if it ends 6-6. Yeah. It's going to be a great game.
Mm-hmm.
We're so excited about not only having the Badgers here again for another consecutive year. We've been doing mm-hmm. this for a long time.
Long time.
The Badgers. But, of course, high school football. It's back. We have high school football this season that we're excited about. We'll be touching on the schedule there. And keep in mind, as far as your Badgers go, on Wednesday, the Luke Fickell Show.
That's right.
705, new coach of your Wisconsin Badgers, yep. joins these airwaves. And he, if you have not heard Mr. Fickell talk before, good talker.
Mm-hmm.
Little old school. Little old school with some of his stuff, but incredibly smart guy.
Mm-hmm. And, oh, absolutely, yeah.
A little more charisma than Coach Crist. But I don't mean that as a slight to Coach Crist.
No.
It's just the kind of people that they are. Two different cats.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because I think of you know, charismatic, you know, managers and coaches like that. I mean, who would trade? Yeah, Craig Counsell, okay?
He speaks
basically in a monotone, but I don't think any Brewer fan would want to get rid of him. I mean, he's one of the top managers in baseball, if you ask me. And he may not be the most dynamite talker, but man, he gets the job done.
And quite a darn good manager, as it's been proven these last 8 games.
I'm telling you, if not
this season.
Yeah.
It's so cool to me to see a team like this doing what they're doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
The Brewers did not make some big free agency splash in the offseason. They did not make a trade deadline move that showed up anywhere than on the ticker. You know, yep. It wasn't in conversations by Buster only in these things. Maybe he wrote about it, but wasn't talking about it on the mouse or anything like that. And yet this team is playing better than almost any team that made any move at the deadline.
Yep.
Or spent more money than Seth and I will ever make, maybe in our lifetimes, in free agency, as in San Diego, New York Mets, and all that.
Yeah, some very big examples. The Yankees, another great example of that too.
And I don't bring this up as a to be overly serious or to bring the moment down or anything like that. I think it's very important. This comes at maybe the most important time for the Brewers. Not because of playoffs. Playoffs are awesome. I think this team can make it. Let's go ahead and talk about their odds and their chances once they get into the dance. Having a 3-man rotation, that's the one thing every manager in baseball wants, and the Brewers have it. So I want to talk about that, but I wanted to touch on this first. Brewers principal owner Mark Anastasio expressed optimism about the status of negotiations involving renovations to American Family Field and indicated Saturday he wants to make sure the team stays in Milwaukee. The Brewers have called American Family Field home since 2001 and have a lease that expires in 2030.
Okay.
It's what's going on with Oakland is in part happening because this is what management wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Management has always wanted to move Oakland. They've shown that to us as sports fans our whole lives.
Yep.
They just never came. They weren't. They didn't have the gumption to say it out loud. They said the quiet part, you know, quiet.
Yep. Yep.
They made sure that they don't sign free agents. They don't re-sign players. They have a player like an Olsen who any team in all of baseball would kill for.
Mm-hmm.
And oh yeah, you can take him. Please take him off our hands. We don't need any of this good talent around here.
The nail in the coffin was the Sean Murphy trade. What they got back for him, and for it was obvious. It's like no, we have no respect for our fans in the least. We're going to get rid of one of a great generational catcher, which are hard to find, and we're going to get him for a song. And it was sad. I mean, it really was. But yeah.
When a principal owner talks like this and is expressing, and especially when you hear him talk and how passionate he is about it and everything, that means something.
Mm-hmm.
That you want your owner fighting for you. You want your owner doing these things, not telling the local Oakland radio and stuff that, yeah, we want to stay here. We love it here. And, you know, meanwhile, while he's doing that on his cell phone.
So, yeah, talking to Vegas, right?
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly. Talking to the Vegas outlet.
Yep.
We can't wait to get there. We're excited to be there and all this.
Yep.
It does matter. And I think that winning obviously also matters too about the likelihood of working with the city, working with the state about this stadium and all those things.
Right. I do want to remind people though, and I think Mark Antanasio is one of the better owners in baseball.
Yeah.
In terms of being engaged with his team and stuff like that. But I do want to caution everybody, he's still an owner. And they have a priority, and I don't care if you have an owner that says, you know, he ate, drank, and slept baseball as a kid. They're there to make money.
Yeah.
If anyone, and I'm not going to even, you know, if you want to know kind of the way owners are, listen to the interview recently with John Angelos of the Baltimore Orioles.
Mm-hmm.
It was disgusting.
Yeah.
I mean, basically, he hat in hand, oh, we barely break. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
You're a
yeah.
billionaire, dude. What are you talking about?
I'm so tired of the billionaire owner asking me to feel sorry for him that his team is barely scraping by. First of all, if you own a major sports franchise, and I'm including MLS into this, and you're not making a profit, you are bad at business.
Yes.
You are horrible at business, and you should not own that team, Jerry Reinsdorf. You really no. In all seriousness, man.
Yeah.
I don't hear Steve Cohen whining about money. I don't hear. He just wasted a heck of a lot more than anybody else. This is my thing about when you have teams like this, and I grew up with this. The Hallises in Chicago have never been called cheap. They don't mind spending money.
Mm-hmm.
It's just they're dumb with it. They just don't know what they're doing with it. But I'll take that. I will take that as a sports fan. Hey, my team is going to spend money. My team's investing in our team. That's something that there's a reason why, even with bad teams, Soldier Field still got full for a while there.
Right.
It dipped down for quite a bit.
Yep.
And I think, and I know this from talking to Packer fans. I know this from talking to most Midwest fans. That is one of the only things we ask for out of our team. Just try. Give us something.
Yep.
We just had it with the trade deadline with the Brewers.
Yep.
You bring in a Santana. You bring in these names. Yeah, they're not world beaters or anything like that. But you never know what can happen, and at least your team's trying, and then look what happens here, where we are in these last 20th of the season.
Yeah. They had a. That's a great example because they had a couple of needs, and you're right. They weren't going to set the world on fire with it. You get your Mark. You know, you get a left fielder in Mark Canna. You get a first baseman DH in Santana, and yeah, they haven't been hitting the cover off the ball, but they're pieces. And they've been helpful. Santana's had a couple of huge home runs since he's been there.
Yeah.
And you can't, I mean, it's hard to quantify. I mean, baseball's hard to figure out in general. I mean, just look at, I mean, who would have thought where the Mariners are right now?
Yeah.
Where they were at the All-Star break. I mean, it's insane. It's
Rangers,
the,
same
the
thing.
The Rangers now on the opposite side.
I,
yeah.
We don't even have to, I mean, even before the All-Star game, I didn't think anybody was going to catch Tampa Bay. And I remember going into the All-Star game, whoa, what's going on with Tampa Bay? You
know? Yeah. Like, yeah, exactly.
It's such a long season.
That's part of it.
You really got to break it down. One thing I'll say, I don't know why anybody makes hot takes about baseball. I don't know why anybody does.
The next day it'll be wrong.
Myself, yeah. Including myself. I don't know why any of us do this. Why do we just like to be wrong? Is that is that why we I did the Brewers are 30 let me double check here. Yeah, 38-27 at home, 35-30 away, 8-2 of course on this 8-game winning streak.
Yes, very cool.
I don't want to take
the Twins.
I don't want to take anything lightly right now or like there's anything written in stone because it's baseball to Seth's point just a moment ago. But I do find some of the things that are going on with some of the teams falling late interesting.
Mm-hmm. And
how much baseball is so much about endurance.
Oh, 100%. It's about, you know, every sport we know, depth. You need someone to step up to fill the spot when the guy gets injured because eventually he probably is going to get hurt at some point. And baseball, because the season is so much longer than all that, you need lots and lots of depth. You could say, you know, what happened with Tampa Bay? Injuries.
Yeah.
Pitching staff. Yeah. Starters. Jeffrey Springs early in the season. He started off on fire. He looked like early Cy Young. Yeah. And guess what? Tommy John surgery. Shane McClanahan. Happened later, but the same darn thing. Another Cy Young candidate gone because of that. I mean, it's
tough.
It's so unpredictable. And finding the ability to plug those holes is that's what it's all about, man.
So what I was talking about before about an ownership putting into their team, investing in everything, that makes me wonder even more: is it about getting a superstar, or is it about we're acquiring talent? Mm. We are going to get, maybe they're not hitting 300, but they're hitting 280. You know, and they're healthy. They're available. They're on the roster.
Exactly.
I don't put all my eggs in one basket with this putting a certain apart. Now, you don't have to worry about this in baseball as much. But while they don't have a salary cap in baseball, owners definitely got a cap in their head.
Oh, for sure.
They definitely got, and not just the one on their head. They got one in their head as far as how much they are willing to spend. Mm-hmm. You're darn sure Steve Cohen's got one now. He may not came into ownership with one, but he's got one now.
I think the dew is off the Lily on that one a little bit because he's like, whoa, what happened here? I thought I could buy myself. Doesn't work in baseball.
Not as easy as that. Is it more about that? What the Brewers kind of have done where it's just acquire bats, get depth, get as much of that as you can, and certainly hang on to your talent, but you know you're not going to be able to bring in. I think it's fun to talk trade talk. I think it's fun. It, as long as you don't take it like overly serious, it's interesting. But it can get serious. It can get deep when you start talking about a team that's competing. With the Brewers, I think that it's fun to talk about that stuff, but it's also, you know, it's just talk.
Yeah.
When it comes right down to it,
is cheap. Yep.
Look at I think the Miami Dolphins are an interesting example right now. They are maybe a player shy of a super team. They've brought in some big names through trades and all that, but they got a lot of talent that they have built up themselves. And everybody is talking about them being in the Jonathan Taylor talk, and that it's a shoe in. They're going to make this happen. It's just a matter of time and all that. If Ursa is actually going to trade him, which I don't think he is. I think he's saying all the things to the mouse that he's going to, but when the phone's ringing, he's not answering, and he's doing other things, which I can't say on the air. I don't believe them that until they trade him. I don't believe that they actually mean that they will trade him. I think they're just giving him a bill of goods and saying what you're supposed to say in this situation.
Almost out of like spite at this point. Yeah,
because that's again these babies that are billionaire babies.
Fail sons.
Yeah.
Fail Sons.
That are so... look at what Jerry Jones has done with Jimmy Johnson, for God's sake. If you need any better example, one more year where Jimmy Johnson is not going into the Cowboys Ring of Hall of Fame because Jerry Jones is that spiteful. He's that
and
much
petty.
Of a baby.
Yeah.
He's that much of a baby. And you know, I shouldn't even say baby because that feels like an insult to babies. And I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that to babies. Babies are great. I love babies. Definitely an immature child. Definitely
a 16-year-old who can't get the car keys that night, right?
Yes. Yeah. So to that point, the pettiness of owners and everything,
yeah.
I don't know. Maybe you're better off instead of trying to get those big names, build as much, you know, just get
his talent. Like you said, man, I think we're starting to see that. I really think we're starting to see that in just about every sport.
Yeah.
Build up the talent. I mean, Baltimore. Great example.
Yeah.
Build up the talent. Now, whether or not they'll do anything with it, the trade deadline was like, you guys have all these great pieces.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Get something for them. You've got too many infielders as it is. Come on, get a pitcher, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yes.
But you can also get caught in that as well, you know, where you're too much hoarding the talent.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But talent is for two things, to, you know, for your team and to get pieces that you need. That's what you do for.
That kind of blew up in the Boston Celtics face where they had all those draft picks, all that talent, and they just kind of sat on it too long, and it lost its value.
That's right.
Of course, follow along with Brewers News, Brewer Information, Brewer Games under the Civic Media umbrella. Everybody, I encourage you to do that, along with, of course, Green Bay Packer Games we're going to be having here.
Some of those.
And Milwaukee Buck Games. Ooh, that felt good. Ooh, Milwaukee Buck Games right under the Civic Media umbrella.
And right here.
Yeah.
On WFHR, too. We got Bucks games again, man.
Oh, God, does that feel good. Thank you, Civic Media.
Yep.
We do also, of course, we're never going to forget, never going to stop covering high school sports. We've got high school football on your radio dial this week. In fact, we got a couple games.
That's awesome.
WIRI is where you can find these on our sister station, 105.5 WIRI. 6:40, our pregame will start off this Thursday as Assumption hosts Pittsville football. Randy Paul on the call, y'all. That's going to be a good one. Shout out to Don Cheeseborough, who's going to be running the board on that one. One of his final games, he'll be running the board for us.
Last game on Thursday.
We love you, Don. We'll talk more about that.
Mm-hmm.
After that, on Friday, Lincoln High School football hosting Wausau West. Always a good game.
Good stuff.
Since I was in high school back in the 90s.
The 90s.
That game has always mattered. That game, and it's fun to have that game back.
That's very cool.
It's really cool to have that. 6:40, our pregame will start for that as well. Randy Paul on the call, y'all, for that
He's going to be busy this week, man.
But somebody get Randy some tea. And make sure his throat's doing well.
Yeah, yeah.
We appreciate you, Randy. Thanks so much to Randy and Michael doing the great covers that they do. Again, Wisconsin Badger football on your radio this Saturday, 12:30.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It's coming, man.
No playmakers next week with Labor Day.
Yep.
I will probably still be here, but the mics won't be on.
No, we won't be broadcasting playmakers.
It will take me a little time to realize that I don't need to be here. I wish I was joking, but I do that so often. I am not good at taking time off.
He gets there. Well, usually it's before he gets to the station.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, wait, I don't have to be there today. Okay.
Gonna have to change the locks on me on that one. Looking at the rest of your high school, local high school coverage this week, you've got Port Edwards going all the way to Niagara, taking on the Badgers there.
Ooh.
That should be a good one. Nacusa is traveling to Wittenberg Burning Wood to take on the Chargers. Should be a good game right there as well.
Mm.
Great high school action going on this week. We're going to be talking more about that. We did mention that Milwaukee Bucks basketball going to be here, WFHR. Yep. That's going to be really exciting.
Get some Giannis into your life.
Yes. While you can, possibly, question mark. Because, and this is something we can continue next week if we want to, but Giannis Antetokounmpo recently came out and was talking to Sports Illustrated about what he is not going to sign an extension.
Okay.
He wants to see the Bucks prove that they are one of championship content.
Okay.
And essentially, can they bring in a name? It's something, it's, you know, as a player, you don't have a lot of pull as far as, you know, making sure that the accountability is kept with management, just like management has accountability with these players.
Right.
We never talk about when a guy signs an extension, all the things that are in there that they have to live and do by, how that team runs their life in some ways.
Mm-hmm.
So for a player to do something like this, I don't see a big issue. I don't think it's too surprising.
No, not really.
But I will say two sides of this. One, to Giannis, I hope you're just saying this because they've obviously been doing this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you can question the Bucks, how hard the Bucks have been trying to bring people in.
Yep.
You can't make a team trade with you. You can't force those things. I will say, while I don't think the Ohtani talk was that realistic, can I interest you in a season of Damian Lillard? Damian Lillard.
Ooh.
A very Kawhi Leonard situation where, yes, he says that he won't play for any other team other than Miami and all that, but maybe if you know you can't even re-sign him, maybe if it costs you a Chris Middleton, which I like Chris Middleton as a person, but as a player, I don't think that may, you know, you're not going to miss that much, especially if you're bringing in Dame Leonard.
Yep.
And it's just a season rental.
Yep.
But it's a whole season. And it's a guy who's determined to win. Mm-hmm. And he's playing. You pair Giannis Antetokounmpo with Damian Lillard. I'd be making that phone call.
Mm.
That being said, even if I know I might get a disgruntled Damian Lillard a little bit, he's a pro. He'll get over it. He's not James Harden. He will get over it. I think that it's worth making that phone call. I'd like to talk more about that next week, unless, of course, he's traded within that time. We'd really love to be on every day with you.
That would be nice.
It would
be great, yes.
Let's give away a shirt.
Yeah. Oh, shirts. Yes. Oh, my gosh. I'd almost forgotten.
WFHR and WIRA have new logos. We are rolling them out in the best way we can by getting them on your bodies.
Yes.
We want you to
display for all the world to see.
Yes, you are our billboards. We want you walking around with these new logos, these new shirts, in part because they're so dumb. Cruel. I don't know what
they're
that
cruel.
Was.
Cool.
I was trying to make a new version of cool, I guess. I don't know what that was. They're so cool. A shout out to Rebecca Sullivan and the great work that she did on these. We appreciate you, Rebecca. Call up right now, 424-2600. You want a shirt? Call up and join the conversation. We'd love to get this in you, in this shirt, in your
clutching hands, man.
In your closet. I don't know. Does everybody hang shirts?
T-shirts? Not normally.
Yeah, I found out recently that I'm like, I'm one of the very few people that hangs T-shirts.
All other kinds of polo shirts, you know, button up, all that kind of, yes. T-shirts, not so much.
I don't know.
But if that's all you have, man, I guess, you know.
So there's a point right there. I never realized how little about adulting I know how to do. I never realized that. 424-2600, call up and get yourself a shirt. We want to get these on you. And we're going to be doing this every day, everybody. We're going to be giving away more and more shirts.
If we're on live, we're going to be giving away shirts, man.
Absolutely. If we are live, that not only are our phone lines open for you, but that means that it is shirt time.
Yep.
So call up and join the conversation with that. Thanks so much to the calls we had today to Coach GM of your Wisconsin Rapids River Kings, Coach Peckman, for joining us. We do appreciate the time. Find out more by going to riverkingshockey.com. Seth, great show.
Yeah, it was cruel. I mean, cool.
You were good. Have a great day, everybody. We'll talk to you soon and later right here at WFHR.